You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
27 years after the Singapore slinger hit the first ever perfect leg at a World Championship, he missed the final target for another one in a 4-1 defeat to world number 3 Gary Anderson. Lim could barely believe it himself, mouthing wow at the end of the leg, and he couldn't summon up the huge shock he needed to knock the Flying Scotsman out of the William Hill World Championship. Defending champion Michael van Gerwen couldn't be stopped either, not dropping a leg as he annihilated James Wilson.
I think I didn't do too badly. I think I had a great performance there. Not many mistakes, and from here on I can build on to my next game, and I feel good, I feel comfortable, and I can't really complain. And with this form, you can convict yourself and give yourself more confidence to the next few rounds, and yeah, from there on we're going to see what's going to happen.
How much more can we expect from Michael van Gerwen in this tournament?
As long as I win my game, if it's a 110 average, 85 average, I don't care. I want to win this trophy. That's the only thing that matters.
And hopefully you can break a few more records.
That would be nice, of course. That would be really nice. But we're not that far. I'm now only in the last 16. Of course, there's still a long way to go. But yeah, we're going to see what happens.
Today's the last day of action before a 3-day break for Christmas. It includes 16-time world champion Phil Taylor continuing his last tilt at glory before retirement. He faces Taunton's Justin Pipe.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
Phil Taylor takes on Justin Pipe next. Now, Phil Taylor's first round match, just under the 97 average, would have looked for a lot more, but he was very nervous. I expect him to step it up against Justin Pipe. He will have over the 100 average, and his leg-on-leg pressure will wear Justin Pipe down. Now, Pipe of a few years ago would have had a real tear-up with Phil Taylor. However, his consistency is not quite there. So I'm going with Phil Taylor win, and to hit the most 180s, and to have the highest checkout, the William Hill treble.
The four-time major semi-finalist Pipe's preparation for what could be a historic clash at this William Hill World Championship has been disrupted by accusations of cheating after the cameras caught him coughing while New Zealand's Bernie Smith had match darts against him in round one. Pipe won the game and denies doing anything wrong, but we'll see what the Ali Pali crowd makes of it later. Among the other action today, five-time world champ Raymond van Barneveld faces Australia's Kyle Anderson.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
Now this next match is going to be another cracker. Raymond van Barneveld takes on Carl Anderson. Now Barney's been playing quite well over the last year. That silky smooth throw really has worked. But under pressure, he just gets a bit edgy. Now Carl Anderson had the best year of his life. Won a tournament, World Series tournament down in Auckland. He's playing really well. He's had a 9-darter on TV. Now this match for me is closer than William Hill have got it with Barney, the massive odds-on favourite. It's going to be close, so I'm going over on legs. And I'm also going to go over on the checkout because both of these players have big checkouts in their matches. Barney may sneak it, but the other two markets are the ones for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.